You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joining us now from Hairstyle Fisher and Young. He's a partner there. He's 97.1's chief legal analyst. Brad Young, how are you, sir?
Big Ryan Wrecker. Great to talk to you, my friend. The guy with the greatest painting in his basement of a dog wearing this like late 1800s British looking suit. Oh, it's amazing. Every guy needs to have your painting in their basement.
I know. And I got so lucky finding that at a Salvation Army or Goodwill. I can't remember which one. Whoever gave that up, they don't realize what they had. They just don't realize. All right. So I asked this question kind of tongue in cheek, but I also ask it honestly about Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Does she know the Constitution or does she just choose to ignore it?
You know, that's a legitimate question. Now, you know, in my analysis, I typically do not get into personalities or poking fun at the justices, even if I disagree with them on the right or the left. But in this case, if you look at some of her, she hasn't written very much, but particularly in the dissent that she wrote in the birthright citizenship case, which really wasn't about birthright citizenship. It was all about whether a single judge in a single federal district could issue a nationwide injunction. And I read her dissent and it was nonsensical. I mean, I write legal briefs every day, Ryan, and you have to cite, here's the law. There's a rule. It's called IRAC. It's called Issue, Rule, Application, Conclusion, IRAC. That's what they teach you in legal research and writing. So you lay out the issue, you lay out the rule, you apply it to the facts, and you reach a conclusion. That's your classic legal writing 101. And when I've read her dissent, Ryan, there was nothing except policy arguments and reasons why she didn't like it. And even in Amy Coney Barrett's response to Justice Jackson's dissent, I'm reading directly from the opinion. She says, quote, because analyzing the governing statute involves boring legalese, Jackson seeks to answer a far more basic question of enormous practical significance. And then she goes on to give an opinion. So I'm not sure Jackson knows the Constitution. Maybe, you know, when she was asked during her confirmation hearings, what does it mean to be a woman? And she said, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Maybe somebody needs to check to see if she actually went to law school.
Is it true that she asked ChatGPT to write her opinion for her?
I think, listen, I've got a case right now, Ryan, where it's an unrepresented plaintiff suing my client. And this unrepresented plaintiff keeps drafting things on ChatGPT. And and she even admitted it. I'm going to tell you, for a fact, ChatGPT would write a better opinion than Justice Jackson.
So she's not using it on purpose to make it an opinion. You know,
I think she's hiring kindergartners to write this opinion.
I think that, like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg might be a perfect example of when you are trying to be an activist more than you are a Supreme Court justice. Is that what we're seeing right now with Ketanji Brown Jackson, more of an activist than a judge?
Yes, but it's even worse than Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg, because I'm sorry, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I always like to call her Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg going back to a laugh in. But if you read, and I've read a lot of the opinions from Ginsburg, they're well-reasoned. I may disagree with them, but they're founded in the law. They're well-reasoned. They're laid out. But Justice Jackson's was not. Also, there's another difference here, in that if you saw on the Supreme Court the two polar extremes when Ginsburg was on the court, her and Antonin Scalia, the best justice in the history of the Supreme Court, those two were as far apart as the East is from the West, okay? And yet they went on vacations together. There's a famous picture where they went to India and they were both riding an elephant together. Their families went out and traveled together. They were fantastic friends, even though they were ideological opposites. And you don't have that. Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Jackson, it's a cat fight up there right now. And they don't get along either ideologically or apparently cordially away from writing opinions. I get the idea they just don't like each other.
How come we never rode an elephant together?
I don't know, but I wish I would have gone with you to the Salvation Army and beat you to the punch on that painting you bought, because whatever it is you paid, I would have doubled it.
You think you would have? What did I pay? My wife said you are not going to buy that. It was too expensive for her. I think it was like $20, and she said that's way too much money to spend at a Salvation Army. And I said,
I would have spent $40. I know any day I would have spent $40 on that.
Well, I had to sell it on her, and I said, honey, if I pass this up, I'm going to regret it every day of my life. And she said, oh, fine, get it. Okay. So there's another thing going on in St. Louis City, an ordinance allowing the police to charge parents of kids who possess guns or use fireworks over the weekend. So what do you think of that? Because here in Michigan, you know, we saw that landmark case where you had the high school shooter in Oxford, Michigan, and he went through and shot and killed students inside of Oxford High School while his parents. Right.
Jennifer and James Crumbly.
Both found guilty. Now charged independently, but both found guilty for their role of supplying the gun, allowing access to it inside the home as they're part of their parental duty. So I see some similarities in their parents having responsibility and actually having some legal responsibility for the things that their kids do. So what are your thoughts on St. Louis City there?
Well, let's apply it. I was just on Channel 4, KMOV, Channel 4 News about an hour ago talking about this very subject. And the issue is this. There's no state law in Missouri that allows for this. There's only a city statute in the city of St. Louis, and it's a very, very vague. And the statute essentially states, and I'm kind of paraphrasing and kind of reading from the statute, Ryan, but it basically states that parents can be charged under this statute if they allow their children, and this is the part I'm quoting, to engage in any conduct which would be injurious to such child's morals or health, unquote. And there's a doctrine here, and the parents have already been charged. Many of these parents have already been charged in the city. And I understand the policy. The policy argument is, listen, crime's out of control in the city. If we catch these kids because they're juveniles, they're just going to be right back on the street an hour and a half later, and nothing's going to happen. So we got to do something to try to clean up the streets of St. Louis. But here's the legal problem. There's a constitutional doctrine called void for vagueness. And what that means is if there's a statute that's vague, then it violates the due process clause of the 14th Amendment because it doesn't place people on fair notice of what the statute requires, and it allows for arbitrary enforcement. If you don't know what the statute says, then cops could enforce it however they wanted, and that would be an abuse of power. And when you look at this, I don't know what the phrase injurious to such child's morals or health. I don't know what that means. And I'm not sure that the parents would know. And I think if the parents got legal counsel and challenged this, I think there's a better than 50-50 shot that they could get these challenges thrown out because the statute itself is so vague.
So what would the method be? Like, let's say they actually wanted to do this. Would they have to go and create their own ordinance? Would they have to write this into like the state constitution? Like, what level would this have to be?
Yeah, and I'm not opposed to this conceptually as long as it's done legally. But I think the city of St. Louis or any of the other state municipalities or even the state of Missouri itself could say the following. It is unlawful for parents to allow their kids to have fireworks and or to have firearms. You know, you'd make it sound more legalese than what I'm telling you. But it would also state that a failure to prevent or to monitor the children in such a way that they are allowed to obtain firearms or fireworks, it creates a Class C or a Class D, a B or a Class A misdemeanor. You could write it in a very specific way that would pass muster from the void for vagueness doctrine. And you could actually try to make parents do their God-given responsibility, which is keep track of your children.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't even require parents to pay child support. So, I mean, there's like a lot of things they let parents off the hook for, it seems like.
Absolutely. But I'm not against the principle here of doing it. What I'm against is the application of a statute that is very, very vague and can be basically used to arrest and prosecute parents for anything. I mean, you know, if the kid cuts the neighbor's flowers, could they be charged under this? Well, I don't know. Using scissors might be considered injurious conduct. You know, I mean, it's so vague that there's no way to apply it to any specific situation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right. Chief legal analyst for the station 97.1. And it sounds like soon KMOV. It sounds like you're making some headway there too, Brad Young. but let's look at the Supreme Court as a whole. Are there any big cases that they're going to be looking at in the future that you're monitoring, something that'll be big?
Yeah, great question. I think at this point, the biggest case that we've heard of for the next term is cases involving transgender kids participating in sports. West Virginia and a couple of other states have passed laws that say that children, meaning high school, college, middle school, can only participate in sports that align with their birth gender. So if you're born male, you can only participate in male sports. If you're born female, you can only participate in female sports. And this is going to be up in front of the Supreme Court. In West Virginia, that law was stricken down as being a violation of the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, stating that everyone has equal protection under the law. But as the Supreme Court just ruled in the Tennessee case about transgender care just a month ago, the same principles apply. And I'll make it very quick here. And that is this. The transgender laws are not gender specific. They don't specify, they don't separate males from females or females from males. They simply say, whatever your gender is when you're born, that's the gender that you have to apply whenever you're participating in sports. So it's not gender specific. So because of that, there is what's called a lower level of scrutiny at the Supreme Court level from a constitutional perspective, which means the state has an easier chance to win. And I do believe that the states will win on that issue, and boys have to be in boys sports and girls have to be in girls sports.
I guess the other question, if it wasn't for Donald Trump being in office, do you think the Supreme Court would be taking up a case like this?
No, most likely not. Because if you look at the justices that Donald Trump put on the court, both in his first term and now in his second term, well, he hasn't put on any a second term, but he did put make some very key appointments in his first term. But for those, I don't think that you would be getting these rational, fact-based opinions that we've been getting now for quite some time.
All right. Are there any Supreme Court justices that maybe retiring anytime soon that we know of?
Well, that's also an interesting question, because particularly Clarence Thomas is getting up there in age, and the question becomes, will he be Ginsburged? Okay, Ginsburg being a verb here. Ginsburg means that you stay on too long and you die in office whenever the person who's the president disagrees with you politically. And so it lets your opponents replace your vote on the Supreme Court. That's called being Ginsburged, which is different than being Borked. Being Borked, there was Justice Bork, or he was going to be nominated to the Supreme Court in the 80s, and he was taken out because they found some things to discredit him, and the media frenzy made him withdraw his nomination. So he was Borked, but this is being Ginsburged. The question becomes, if you're Thomas, do you resign before Donald Trump gets out of office? Do you resign now before the election in 2028, because it could, or 2026, the Senate could change hands and could change. And then you may not be able to get another conservative appointed for a lifetime term. So those are all considerations that are plaguing Justice Thomas right now.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, Brad Young, do you have any other shows coming up sometime soon? Do we know of?
Well, I wish I could be filling in for Reardon tomorrow, but I can't because my real job gets in the way. But I will be filling in for Reardon a little bit later in the month of July. I'll be doing some more of that. I will tell you that I will not ever fill in for Mark Cox, even though he keeps asking me to, because there's no way I'm getting up at 5 a.m. That's just not happening.
You work too hard for that.
I can't even talk till my fourth cup of coffee, and then I don't stop talking. So there's no way I can do that at 5 a.m. Not going to happen.
Okay, no Annie Fry shows or anything coming up. But
I just did Annie Fry show last week and loved doing that, but nothing coming up here in the near future.
All these shows are so good on this radio station. They're all so fun. Every single
fantastic
one of them.
And they're even better when we get Ryan Recker filling in.
I can't believe they let me do this still. Brad Young, chief legal analyst for the station, partner at Hairstyle Fisher and Young. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's always good to hear your voice.
Great talking to you, Ryan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.